How long will you refuse to keep my commandments? April 12. And it shall come to pass, that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. The Lord suffered his people Israel to go into bondage in Egypt because they did not walk in his ways but dishonored him by their continual transgressions. Here, subjected to oppression and hard servitude, they could not keep God's Sabbath, and by their long mingling with a nation of idolaters their faith became confused and corrupted. Association with the ungodly and unbelieving will have the same influence upon those who believe the present truth unless they keep the Lord ever before them so that His Spirit shall be their shield. Pharaoh saw the mighty working of the Spirit of God, he saw the miracles the Lord performed by His servant, but he refused obedience to God's command. The rebellious king had proudly inquired, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And as the judgments of God fell more and more heavily upon him, he persisted in stubborn resistance. By rejecting light from heaven, he became hard and unimpressible. Those who exalt their own ideas above the plainly specified will of God are saying, as did Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice?" Every rejection of light hardens the heart and darkens the understanding, and thus people find it more and more difficult to distinguish between right and wrong, and they become bolder in resisting the will of God. The Lord brought Israel from Egypt, that they might keep his Sabbath, and he gave them special directions how to keep it. The instructions given to Moses were recorded for the benefit of all who should live upon the earth to the close of time. God has spoken, let us listen to his words and obey them. When the manna was given, the people were tested upon God's law. Then said the Lord to the children of Israel through Moses, "I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law, or no." Notwithstanding this special direction of God, some did go out to gather manna on the seventh day, but they found none, and the Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws?" That there might be no mistake in the matter, the Father and the Son descended upon Mount Sinai, and there the precepts of his law were spoken in awful grandeur in the hearing of all Israel.